This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Munich, Germany said on Thursday they fatally wounded a suspect who they claimed opened fire on officers. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Police in downtown Munich, Germany, killed an armed man near the Israeli consulate.
Here comes gegen 9 Uhr.
Munich police spokesman Andreas Franken told reporters the man was sighted handling a long gun and died after an exchange of fire with emergency services. He was later identified as an 18-year-old with Austrian citizenship. There were no additional injuries discovered.
Es liegt nur mal auf der Hand, wenn jemand hier
at a news conference carried by RTL, Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann says the police will investigate, but he did not think it was a coincidence that the man parked within sight of the Israeli consulate, then walked around the consulate with a rifle and started shooting at police near there. Police said there was no indication of other perpetrators or further danger to the public. I'm Jennifer King.
A new conscription law has been in force in Ukraine for more than 3 months. Lysia Bakalets in Kyiv reports.
The government says the mobilization is going according to plan, though officials are not disclosing numbers. At the same time, people's feelings about the law are mixed, as many public opinion polls suggest. Chernousov, along with the Laboratory of Public Interest Journalism and international experts, conducted a study about the mobilization effort. It found Ukrainians feel there is a lack of information on what happens if they are drafted into military service. According to a poll by the Kyiv-based Razumkov Center in June, about 46% of respondents don't see any shame in dodging the draft. Lisa Bakalets, VOA News.
Authorities in Congo said on Thursday the first batch of mpox vaccines arrived in Congo's capital 3 weeks after the World Health Organization declared mpox outbreaks in 12 African countries a global emergency.